and every horse again, again.
You rang me, Lord.
Stepping out on the town, the social world goes round and round. The rich are up, the poor are down.
You rang me, Lord.
The bunny hug at the Shim Sham Club, the Charleston at the Ritz, and at the truck, do the turkey trot, they give out more than 1,000 fits. Saucy flappers in plush hats, nappy jappies in white spats, the upper set is going bats.
You rang me, Lord.
To David and Jimmy, I said, how do you want me to play this? They said, well, same as you do all the other parts, old boy. Just a little notch different, that's all. And that's how it came about. So I ended up playing the Honourable Teddy, more or less a bit more on from Captain Ashwood. A silly ass, really.
And what was your favourite episode in You Rang My Lord?
Oh, crumbs. Let me think. Favourite episode. It's difficult to remember. I think when I had to try to get out of marrying Rose, I sent the butler, Paul Shane, out to hire 20 Chinamen to do something to. I forget what it was. But that was one of my most enjoyable ones. But they were all great, actually.
Yeah.
And because there was 50 minutes, we had a lot more time to develop things.
Uh-huh.
It's a shame it's not shown as much, you know, as the others, still.
Yeah. And where was You Rang My Lord a lot of film?
Well, once again, near David's favourite stamping ground in Norfolk, that area. Just around there, again, yes. And in Swaffham, near Swaffham, the village, uh-huh, where we stayed, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Was there anybody in the You Rang My Lord and that you worked with that before?
Oh, yes. Most of them, actually. Let me think. Jeff and Paul and Sue, I worked with on the stage version in the West End of Heidi High. Mavis Pugh, mm-hmm, was in Rep at Watford. Donald, of course. Yes, we worked together for many years. Mm-hmm. Who else? Well, I'm trying to think who else was in it. Jeff, of course. Jeffrey Hunt. I said that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's about it. And Bill Pertwee, of course.
Uh-huh.
Not Brenda Cowling, I hadn't. Or Barbara. No, I hadn't worked with them. And, no, that was it. They're the only ones. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And, and what was it like, again, working alongside with Donald Hewlett again, and if I was correct, but obviously that you was with him most of the time when you was in the 8.5 Hotman. And obviously, was you near Donald when you was doing the filming of You Rang My Lord?
Was I what?
Was you near Donald when you was in You Rang My Lord? I mean, did you have some kind of
rapport.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, I had a tremendous rapport with Donald, yes, because we worked so much on uh-huh, on Ain't Half Hot Mum, and then we'd done lots of plays in the West End, different things, mm-hmm, and on pantomimes, which we did about 10 on the trot uh-huh, each year. So we knew each other very well. So it was interesting to go back to.
Mm-hmm.
Different sort of thing, though, but yeah.
Yeah. You Rang My Lord ran from 1988 to 1993.
Yes, round about
that. Yeah.
I suppose about time, yeah.
Yeah. Because if there was a moment, because there's quite a lot of the main stars, apart from the odd few. But if there was a moment where you would actually remake a one-off episode of You Rang My Lord, would you be interested?
Yes, it'd be great.
Yes,
if that possibility arose, yes, but we're all getting too old now, I suppose.
Yeah.
But it was great. It was great fun to make. And working with Jimmy David always, you know, they didn't make it difficult. They made it fun. There's no pressure.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you turned up and knew your lines, that's all right. But, we had a great time on that. I'd love to do some more. Particularly now we've got upstairs, downstairs appearing, you know.
Yeah.
Don't know why they're doing that, because the first one was so good.
Uh-huh.
You'd think there'd be an interest in showing You Rang My Lord, more or less the same period, yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. And when it was the last episode of You Rang My Lord, how did you feel of the last day of filming and the last...
Yeah. Well, Ain't Our Fault was very sad, because we all sat in the train, and the train, there was the credits as we went past. That was very sad, because we knew it was ending. And the same with You Rang My Lord. I sort of left with Rose and to get married, and that was it. It was, after, when you've been working with these people for a long time, mm-hmm. they become a sort of family.
Uh-huh.
And it is rather sad in a way, but then actors are used to that. We work with people very closely, then... we move on to something else.
Uh-huh. Okay, then. Okay, Michael, well, thanks for the interview.
Not at all, it's been a pleasure.
That was fun, thank you very much.
Not at all.
Thank you.